This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense, the Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
An episode of the program that CBS tried to put up against Dragnet, and that was The Lineup. This episode was originally broadcast July 27, 1950, and this is entitled The Paradise Murder Case.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. We take you now to The Lineup.
So soon?
Yeah, we think so. And we'll be sure when you identify him. Sit here, Mr. Weber.
Thank you. I have never been at anything like this before. Never. What will I have to do? What am I supposed to do? Will I have to face him?
It'll all be explained to you in just a moment, Mr. Weber. The lineup's a new experience for most people. And
it certainly is for me. I'm assaulted and robbed and threatened with murder.
May I have your attention, please?
One of you found it.
You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention?
That's Sergeant Greb. He's in charge of the lineup.
Thank you. My name is Greb, Sergeant Matt Greb. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I will call off a number, their name, and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the prisoner as I call his name. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. If you are sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him held. The officers who took your name will assist you. They're seated among you. Please be prompt with your questions or identifications.
He makes me nervous, Lieutenant. I may not
When the prisoners leave the assassins in the bathroom and dress back into their jail clothes, it makes it quite difficult to bring them back after they leave here. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. Bring on the line. All right, boys, all right, this way. You're the first boy.
Huh?
Yes, you. Don't stop. Keep moving. Walk to the end of the stage and take your place. The rest follow. Now turn and face front. Hands to your sides. Look straight ahead. You, the boy on the end, no whispering. Keep your faces front. The people out there are here to look at you. Number one, Ralph May, assault. Where do you live, Ralph?
With him? The guy down the line there, Milburn.
Where do you live, Ralph?
The flop house on Main. Milburn and me, we've got beds there.
When'd you come to town, Ralph?
2 weeks ago. Three, I don't remember. Milburn will though.
Why did you come here?
We was looking for work.
What kind of work?
Picking fruit, mending fence, or something to keep us outside.
The arresting officer found a weapon on you, Ralph. What was it?
That's no weapon. That's just a bailing hook from my last job.
Number two, Stan Fremont, robbery. Where are you from, Stan?
From here.
Where do you live?
In a house with my wife, with a kid.
You been arrested before?
No.
Where'd you get the gun the officer found on you?
I borrowed it from a friend.
Number three, Jeff Carper, grand theft. Where did the arresting officer pick you up, Jeff?
I don't know.
You don't know because you're a stranger here?
I'm no stranger. Have we been meeting here regular for the past 6 years, Sergeant? I don't know because I was drunk.
He found a gun on you, a police 45.
Did he?
Where'd you get the gun, Jeff?
Who knows? I was drunk. Maybe it was a gift from Admira.
The car you stole, where'd you dump it?
I stole a car?
Number four, Milburn Scott, assault. Where are you from, Milburn?
Lots of places.
I mean originally, where are you from?
Kansas, Topeka, Kansas.
Been arrested before, Milburn?
Yes, sir.
Where?
Lots of places.
Who was arrested with you last night?
The guy down the line there, Ralph.
Are there any questions or identifications from the audience?
Number three, that's the one.
You sure, Mr. Weber?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm real sure.
Any questions or identifications for you people out there?
Sergeant Graham.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Number three, hold for interrogation. Back again, Carper. You were sitting in that chair last week, too, weren't you?
The week before. Don't get too eager, Lieutenant.
Copper, you know what this folder is I've got in my hand?
Sure, you wave it at me every time. The record of me versus police.
The record of you versus the police. May 1937, conviction of petty theft, 1 year. January 1939, conviction of robbery, 3 years. August 1943, suspicion of assault.
No conviction, Lieutenant.
September 1943, suspicion
of... Oh, now, Lieutenant, that's one I don't like to hear about. Embarrassing.
A man your age, it ought to be.
What was I yanked out of the lineup for this time?
Grand theft. Intent to do great bodily harm. Mr. Weber said murder.
Now, wait a minute.
Maybe we can throw in a kidnapping charge, too.
Wait a minute. Oh, you're kidding, Lieutenant.
Between 10 and 12 last night, it's charged you did all that.
How much does those charges add up to? I mean, the total.
With your record, you could get 20 years easy.
20 years, huh? And hey, what about slugging a guy and taking $4 from his wallet?
What are you talking about?
Jack rolling, roughing up and stealing. Between 10 and 12 last night, that's what I was doing. Only one customer, I only made $4.
You said in the lineup you were drunk last night.
That was to protect myself.
You're trying to tell me you committed a robbery last night between 10 and 12, was that it?
Yeah. I remember the time was 10:45 because I confessed I heist the guy's watch, too. Dollar watch, I give it back.
What guy?
Put down on the record I'm cooperating this time. When I emptied the Fink's wallet, I saw the name Lionel Austin. Lives someplace in Clover Avenue. You check, huh?
Yeah, we will. Matt?
Yeah?
Matt, get in here.
Yeah, what is it, Ben?
Man named Austin, Lionel Austin. He lives
on Clover Avenue.
Yeah, on Clover Avenue. Find him. I want to talk to him.
Yeah, find him. Lieutenant wants to talk to him. This Austin can get me off in only 2 years.
Ben. Oh, Ben.
Hi, Matt. We got Austin?
Well, almost.
Yeah, that's novel. How almost?
He'll be home at 4 o'clock. We can talk to him then.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute, Ben. Wait a minute.
Huh?
A 201 just came in. Homicide.
Where?
Paradise Motel. You know, the one on top of Lookout Point. You gonna take it?
Uh-huh. We'll both take it.
Hi, Ben. Matt.
Hi, Doc.
Well, you got here fast, Dr. Lynn.
Why shouldn't I? I win my cigars that way. From you, from... I even beat the camera boys this time. I make several cigars.
You've examined the body?
Stabbed in the throat. Good, clean job.
Mm-hmm. When?
Oh, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Long time.
How long ago, Doc?
14, 16 hours ago. Maybe between 10 and 12 last night. Mm-hmm. That place is between 10 and 12 last night.
Now, who was he?
I don't know. But that's his wife standing over there looking out the window with her back to us. I asked her. She told me she was his wife. Kind of pretty, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty.
Mrs. Please, we want... We're detectives. This is Sergeant Matt Greb. I'm Ben Guthrie. Try not to be frightened, huh?
I'm not frightened. I was just looking at the lake, the view, and he touched my shoulder so easy like it startled me.
The man lying on the bed, he was...
My husband, Charles Jordan. I'm Letty Jordan. I met Charles when he was driving through my hometown. That was 8 years ago. I was Letty Arnold then. I worked in a drive-in.
Mrs. Jordan, tell us how this happened.
I don't know.
You weren't here?
No, I've been away. I went home for a couple of days to Sedalia to see my sister, my old girlfriend.
When did you get back here, Mrs. Jordan? This morning? Last night?
It was only just a little while ago. I'm the one who found him like that. I'm the one who called you, policeman.
Well, tell us how you found him, Mrs. Jordan.
Well, I got off the bus from Sedalia this morning and walked up the road to this cabin. There was a please do not disturb sign on the door. I thought Charles was asleep. He liked to sleep late. So I just tiptoed in. In a little while, I knew he wasn't asleep. I was looking out the window like this. Oh.
What is it, Mrs. Jordan?
Oh, nothing. I just recognized my friend in that car. My friend, Mr. Weber.
Weber? Oh, that's Robert Weber.
Oh, you know Mr. Weber?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Matt, will you talk to Mrs. Jordan? I just remembered something.
Yeah, sure, Ben, sure. Go ahead.
Mr. Weber?
Yeah?
Vice Lieutenant Guthrie.
I didn't know you lived here, Mr. Weber.
The Paradise Motel? Oh, I've lived here for a good long while. The view, the lake, it's very pleasant here. Oh, do you mind holding these packages for me, Lieutenant? I'll have the key to my cabin.
Sure.
Thank you. Here, I'll take them now. It's a typical bachelor's place, Lieutenant. I'm afraid I haven't got much to offer you, but there ought to be a jigger of bourbon.
No, thanks, Mr. Weber. Not now. You, live here alone, you say?
Oh, yes, yes.
Hmm. That makeup kit.
What?
On the radio there, the makeup kit. It's a woman's. And the initials are L.J. Who's L.J., Mr. Weber?
I won't lie. If it's important for you to know, you'd find out anyway. Look how fast you found it. L.J. stands for Letty Jordan.
How long have you known Mrs. Jordan?
Letty? Oh, about 6 months, ever since she came here to Paradise Motel.
Mm-hmm. You made friends with her and her husband?
Well, with Letty, I hardly noticed the husband. You know how it is. Living in Paradise alone, you notice a girl like Letty. You try to make friends right off.
What time were you held up last night, Mr. Weber?
What? Oh, I told you, sometime between 10 and 12. Why?
Why do you say between 10 and 12? Couldn't you be more specific?
No, I couldn't. I left here around 10. The radio said it was 10. I went for a drive. And then that man I identified waved a gun at me, stole my things, my watch and everything, my car. I had to walk back, and it was 1 in the morning then, so it had to be between 10 and 12 sometime.
Between 10 and 12, eh, Mr. Weber?
Yes, that's what I said, between 10... Why do you keep asking me that? Who's the criminal? I'm the one...
A man who was murdered last night, Mr. Weber. Mrs. Jordan's husband, Charles, last night. Between 10 and 12, the coroner says.
Letty's husband? While I was being robbed, huh? He was killed then, huh, Lieutenant? Then for Letty and me...
Don't move away from Paradise, Mr. Weber. I want to keep in touch with you. Sit down.
You know what I think?
I know. What I've been thinking, too. Only let's not jump to things, Matt. You figure Robert Weber's the murderer, don't you?
Uh-huh, sure.
Maybe.
Look, Ben. Robert Weber drives his car out of town, abandons it. Reports to the police that between 10 and 12 last night, he was forced to drive his car out of town at the point of a gun. Had to hitchhike back.
Go on.
Then he comes to the lineup. Waits until a suspect with a known criminal record is questioned. Vix Carpa, a suspect who can't account for his movements last night. So, Mr. Weber points a finger at Carpa and says, him, that's the man.
Tricky.
Yeah, tricky. Also the way it happened.
I told you, let's not jump at it.
Okay, no jumping. But admit it, Ben, it makes sense.
Mr. Weber.
Especially Mr. Weber. The way he made certain time was established. How many times did he mention the hours between 10 and 12?
Oh, lots of times.
And his motive. The old line, the classic. He's in love with another man's wife.
Well, motive's there, all right.
Well, start from there, Ben, with the motive. Man wants other man's wife. Kills man. Now, get an alibi. Weber does. Says he's being kidnapped, robbed, threatened at the time of the murder. Even tells us who does it. Jack Carper. Oh, brother.
Well, let's not worry about it, Matt. We can prove it.
Let's do it, huh?
Well, we've got to wait an hour for Mr. Lionel Austin to get home.
Yeah. Yeah, if Austin confirms he was rolled by Carper at 10:30 last night, we've got a murderer.
Name Robert Weber. Imagine the guy picking out a man in the lineup for an alibi. Saying he was being worked over by Carper at the time of the murder.
Weber's a killer. A clever, clever killer.
Well, now, take it easy, Matt. We'll find out in an hour.
Yes?
I'm Ben Guthrie. I called.
Oh, you're the man from the police. Well, please come in. I'm Mrs. Austin. I talked with you on the phone. I'm Lionel's mother. Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Now, what is it you want to see Lionel about?
Is he home, Mrs. Austin?
Well, I'm his mother. Lionel would tell me anyhow.
Well, is he home?
Yes, he is. Lionel! Well, I still don't... Lionel!
Yeah. Yes, what is it, Mother?
This is Mr. Guthrie, Lionel. My son.
Oh, Lionel.
Hello, Mr. Guthrie.
Yeah, Mr. Guthrie's from the police.
But I didn't do anything, Mother.
Well, of course you didn't, son. Mr. Guthrie, what is it you want with Lionel?
Where were you last night, Lionel? Between 10 and 12.
Oh, I don't see
what... Lionel.
At the movies, where I told Mother I was going.
Of course.
I saw Louisa. Ruth Hussey was in it. I like her.
Yeah, such a sweet, sweet girl.
I saw it twice.
Were you Jack Rowe last night, Lionel?
Was he what? Mr. Guthrie.
That means thrown into an alley and robbed, Mother.
Well, Lionel, how would you know such a thing?
Oh, they're crime magazines, Mrs. Austin. Right, Lionel?
That's right.
Lionel, it depends upon what you tell me. The police are pretty sure they have a murderer. They can be positive, depending on what you tell me. Were you Jack Rowe last night? Were you?
Me? Of course not. Of course I wasn't.
But of course he wasn't, Mr. Guthrie.
July 27th, 1950, The Lineup on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, more of The Lineup in the Paradise Murder Case, July 27th, 1950.
Thank you.
if you're looking for me.
I am, Willa. I am.
You were looking for me then, weren't you, Lieutenant? Otherwise, you wouldn't have climbed up to the hill from the motel.
No, otherwise I wouldn't.
Now that you'll find that it's worth it, just for the view of the sunset alone. We're 300 feet above the lake here, Lieutenant.
However, tell me again where you were between 10 and 12 last night.
Perhaps you'd better meet my friend. Mr. Duff, this is Lieutenant Guthrie, the one I've been telling you about.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Mr. Duff. However, I think you'd rather talk to me alone.
I don't think he will, Lieutenant.
No?
No. He'll talk to you only with me here. He's paying me for that. I'm his lawyer.
Oh. You are wise, Mr. Weber. You will need a lawyer.
But not for what you think, Lieutenant. For something else.
Exactly. For something else. To protect him from you, Lieutenant.
Oh?
Exactly. It seems you're a great nuisance to my client. Unnecessarily. You have disturbed my client's peace of mind. Unnecessarily. You have made my client mentally ill with your allegations, your threats. Unnecessarily. My client has had to consult a physician because you have too eagerly assumed that my client is, what, Lieutenant?
A murderer.
Ah, you admit it. You're prepared to arrest him for that charge? To suffer the consequences of a false arrest? Goodbye, Lieutenant. Say goodbye to the Lieutenant, Mr. Weber.
Don't bother. Maybe Letty Jordan will talk to me without a lawyer, Weber.
Maybe, Lieutenant. But you won't find her here. Not at the Paradise Motel. Not anymore.
Where?
Is it all right to tell him, Mr. Duff? Try the Plaza Apartments, Lieutenant, on West Gladstone. Ah, this view. This breathtaking view. It's so peaceful. No, Mr. Duff?
Yes? Oh. Please come in, Mr. Guthrie.
Thank you. Mr. Weber told me where to find you.
I wasn't trying to run away. You could have gotten the information from the motel office. I left a forwarding address. You don't have to talk to me like...
I wasn't making a point of it, Mrs. Jordan. I just wanted you to know how I found you.
Moved here because... Maybe you could have lived in that motel after murder's been done there. Not me. Not after what I...
I realize that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Stay in that motel.
You couldn't have grieved too much, Mrs. Jordan.
I didn't say anything about grieving, did I? A dead man's been in a bed ahead of me. I'm a woman.
I know. Squeamish. Now let's talk about the same thing. Let's talk about Robert Weber.
I don't have to.
How does it feel to be the reason why a man has killed another man?
How would I know?
You'd know. Weber killed your husband on account of you, Mrs. Jordan.
Robert thinks I'm attractive, if that's what you want to know.
I didn't ask you then.
Well, what's wrong if he thinks I'm attractive? Just because I'm married?
No.
No, then what?
How did you feel about Weber?
Just because I'm married, does that mean I can't feel some way about somebody? That doesn't mean I did something about it.
I saw your makeup get in his cabin at the motel.
Ooh, CBS is The Lineup from July 27th, 1950, the Paradise murder case. We'll have the conclusion following these important words, and another episode of Claudio in Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New home sales are slowing. Government figures show sales of new single-family homes fell to an annual rate of 697,000 units in June. That's a 2.5% decline from May's revised rate of 715,000 units. The U.S. government is in possession of UFOs. That's what a former U.S. intelligence official said while testifying before a House subcommittee today.
Mr. Gresh, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
Gresh added he's faced brutal retaliation for coming forward. There are no flex alerts or specific calls for conservation in California, but the group overseeing the state's power grid has issued an emergency alert watch for tonight between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific traffic time. An emergency alert watch is the lowest of five levels used by the California Independent System Operator. John Schaefer, USA News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, the conclusion of the lineup, The Paradise Murder Case, July 27th, 1950.
So?
When did you leave it then?
When I got off the bus from Sedalia, I stopped in his cabin for a drink. What's wrong with that?
Before you said hello to your husband?
My husband didn't drink. I needed a drink.
You and Weber are in love with one another, Mrs. Jordan. Weber told me that. He said you'd marry now that your
he
husband...
He said that? Robert said that?
I'm holding you for complicity of murder, Mrs. Jordan.
You're crazy.
You both plotted to kill your husband.
No.
You really did go to Sedalia, Mrs. Jordan. I checked that, but you went after you plotted to kill your husband.
No.
There have been cases of death verdicts for complicity, Mrs. Jordan.
He said we should get my husband out of the way, but he was kidding.
Weber killed him, didn't he? Didn't he?
But I didn't plot anything with him, Mr. Guthrie.
Sit down.
Ben, please, you've been walking up and round like an animal for a half an hour now. You don't say a word. It makes me nervous. I'm your friend, Ben. It makes me nervous the way you do that.
I'm your friend, Ben, please.
Weber killed Charles Jordan, didn't he, Matt?
Uh-huh.
You know he killed him.
Oh, don't tear my head off. I said, uh-huh.
Weber's girl, Letty, confessed he planned to kill her husband.
Uh-huh.
So he murdered her husband so he could have Letty to himself.
Uh-huh.
We could pick him up, charge him, try and execute him because he's a murderer.
We could do that, but we can't. He's got an airtight alibi. Because he wasn't at the scene of the crime. He was being held up at the edge of the town. How do you kill a man when you're not there to kill him? How do you get... You know, if I were you, Ben, I'd bring that Carper in here again. Talk to him. Make him...
Lieutenant Guthrie, an officer's here with Carper, as you requested.
Huh? Tell him to send Carper in, alone.
Now, look, fellas, I confessed, I cooperated. I like you guys very much. You've become very dear to me. But why do you break up my canasta? I already won 12 addresses from my cell intimates.
Carper, that man you said you held up.
I know. He said I got more often than $4. Why do chickens always say they got more feathers than they got?
He said more than that. He said you didn't jackroll him. Nothing happened to him but a movie.
Why, the dirty, low-down, conniving crook? What does he mean I didn't rob him? Let him face me face to face, and I'll make him confess to it that he... Oh, how evil can they get?
Where was it you jackrolled him, Carper?
Where? Where else for a chicken like that? Baker Street, where the lights are few and dim and like wet lipstick.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Let's call on a boy and his mother, Matt.
I don't understand, Mr. Guthrie. No, I don't understand it at all. Why you should come around here at nearly 10 o'clock at night. All you want to do is persecute my son.
The lieutenant asked you a question, Mrs. Austin. Where is Lionel?
He's upstairs with his ship models.
Well, please call him.
I will not. He needs his relaxation before he retires.
Ben. Yeah, Matt. Go get him.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
What is it, Mother? What's wrong?
Lionel,
you better come down, Lionel. It's the police.
You don't have to talk to him, Lionel.
Mother, don't get upset. I'll talk to these men.
Why didn't you report to the police that you were robbed last night?
I wasn't robbed. I told you that earlier in the day.
I know you did, Lionel, but we think you're lying.
My son never told a lie in his life. Not in front of me, anyway.
Lionel, the man who robbed you, he was heavy set, wasn't he? Rough features, poorly dressed.
I don't know what you men are trying to do. Mother,
Are you afraid to tell the truth in front of your mother?
Well, if he was robbed, why shouldn't he have told the truth? He certainly would have told me about it. Wouldn't you, son?
Of course.
Lionel, why don't we go someplace? You, Sergeant Greb, and myself, and we can talk this thing out.
Well, my son has no secrets from me.
All right. Tell us what your son was doing down on Baker Street last night.
Well, he went to the movies. The theater's not on Baker Street.
He went to the movies, all right. He said he saw the picture twice. But you didn't, did you, Lionel? You saw the picture once. It let out at 10 o'clock. That left you 2 hours to roam around Baker Street.
Lionel, what is this Baker Street? What's there?
Mother, I... Mother...
Don't stammer. Answer me. Go ahead, answer me.
Burlesque houses. Bars. A man doesn't have to know a girl to talk to her on Baker Street. Does he, Lionel?
Were you there, Lionel? On this Baker Street? Were you there? Answer me. Answer me. Lionel, answer me. Answer me. Answer me.
Mrs. Austin.
It's all right, I'll answer her. Mother, listen to me. What the man is saying is true. I was on Baker Street last night. I did meet a girl, and we had some drinks, and after that I was robbed. And I'll tell you something else, Mother. Last week I was there, too. I met another girl there.
Let's go, man.
That'll make you suffer, won't it, Mother? Now you've really got something to suffer about, haven't you, Mother?
To Ben. Paradise Motel?
Sure. That's where the murderer is, isn't it? And take it easy, Matt. Let's enjoy the view.
was produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, written by Morton Fine and David Friedkin, and stars William Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie and Wally Mayer as Sergeant Matt Greb. Music was composed and conducted by Eddie Dunstetter. Featured in tonight's cast were Irene Tedrow, Alvina Temple, William Conrad, Leo Cleary, Jack Edwards, Lou Merrill, and Stanley Farrar.
July 27th, 1950, the lineup on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, an episode of Claudia. This episode of the soap opera, originally broadcast July 27th, 1948.
And now, Claudia.
I seem to be missing an ashtray someplace. David, have you seen it?
Hmm?
Goes right on this table, but... Oh, here it is under your tobacco pouch.
I don't see why you're making such a fuss.
I'm not making a fuss. I'm just trying to get the living room to look as nice as it can for Mama's sake.
What's Mama's sake got to do with it?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, David. It's her living room. Especially because she isn't home, I don't want it to not look up to snuff.
Mama doesn't use snuff.
Oh.
If I thought you'd go to such ends, I wouldn't have asked Roger to drop up tonight.
But I love going to ends, especially when I can make them meet. You think Roger will want to see the baby?
No.
You don't?
Why should he want to see the baby?
Oh, I just thought he might. Some people do.
Well, Roger's not that kind of people.
I guess not. I guess you wouldn't be either about some other person's baby.
I'm not even about my own.
Oh, sure.
All right. Don't believe it.
Maybe I ought to fix the baby's bed just in case Roger's in a polite mood.
Why don't you ask the baby if he feels like having company?
That's an idea. I'll go right now.
After all, Bobby's to be considered as much as anybody else. He might not feel sociable tonight.
I'll ask him. I'll ask him.
Put yourself in his place. If you were a baby, would you like a procession of people coming in, leaning over the side of your carriage and disturbing you just to say goo goo, make funny faces at you?
I wouldn't like it at all.
Well, Bobby probably doesn't either.
David, you're going to make a wonderful father.
What's that got to do with it?
Because you know just how a 3.5 weeks old child feels. Oh, well, do you think Mrs. Killian's coming up tonight?
Roger mentioned she's taking Jeffrey to the theater or something.
Let's us not ever be the kind of couple who go out separately.
Us? Not a chance.
Oh, there he is.
Sit still, darling. I'll answer.
I'm there already. Come in, Roger.
Well, well, how's the little mother?
Me, I'm fine. Hardly a mother anymore.
What?
Well, I mean, it's been weeks since I had the baby. So treat me like anybody else, please.
That would be a little difficult, my dear, but I'll try.
Aren't you going to even invite him in, Claudia?
She was giving me a few warnings as to how I should behave.
Well, don't pay any attention to her.
I always pay attention to Claudia, and I'm very glad of it.
You come on see, in, David.
Thank you.
She won't be fit to live with for a week. Wait till I get a hold of you tomorrow, man.
I shall play sick tomorrow.
Sit down, Roger.
Thank you. Well, don't I get to go in and see it? I mean him.
The baby?
I've come to call on him.
Well, what on earth do you want to see him for? He isn't much to look at.
Oh, come now.
Well, he isn't. He looks like many other babies' age.
Oh, no teeth,
hardly any hair, and lots of fat.
Sounds delightful. Charming.
Not very. He makes weird little noises. He's an awfully bright either.
Every word you say tantalizes me. I demand to see him.
Look, Roger, look, we're partners and old friends. You don't have to be polite to us.
But I'm not being polite.
You must be being polite. I'm never interested in seeing other people's children.
And I'm hardly interested in seeing my own.
You two proud parents put up a beautiful front.
We do?
You don't have to come in with me. If you prefer, I'll go in by myself to pay my respects. Or is he asleep now and I won't be allowed?
Well, if you insist. He's asleep most of the time, so it won't make any difference.
Normally, with new parents, you can't escape seeing a new baby. Well, am I or am I not going to see this wonder child?
I'll take a look at him, too, but purely for business reasons.
Oh, yes, I think I get what you mean.
Well, there he is.
Oh. He's very sweet.
Go on. Yes, say more. Come on.
And quite large, too, I imagine.
Well, go on. Don't leave it there. Think of something else.
Well, I think he looks...
Yes, now don't be embarrassed. Say anything you like.
Go right ahead, Roger.
Like both of you.
You did very nicely, Roger.
Well, now, have you had enough?
Well, I've seen him, haven't I?
For your hypocrisy, we should make you spend all evening in here.
But you've been very polite and very gallant, so come on, let's relax and go in the living room.
Fine. Goodbye, little fellow. Sleep well tonight. Goodbye.
Oh, you're really very funny, Roger.
Now, why am I funny?
Feeling that you had to insist on seeing him.
Well, I wanted to.
You have done your duty.
I've loved seeing your son. But it is difficult, you know, to comment on a 3-week-old baby.
David can hardly understand why he didn't sprout full-grown with a trout pole in his hand.
Oh, it would be simpler that way.
Mm.
Well, what else have you decided for him?
Decided for him?
Mm-hmm. You've made a trout fisherman out of him. About his future, I mean.
Oh, that. Well, we're taking him off his 2 o'clock feeding starting tonight.
Oh.
He didn't even wake up last night.
I don't think that those are the details that Roger was interested in.
I didn't think so either.
Huh.
I'm not especially, so I was surprised when he asked.
Roger means Bobby's future.
Exactly.
Mm. Oh, his future.
Yes.
You know, that sounds awfully far off. When does it come?
Much sooner and much faster than you think.
That soon?
That soon. So soon that you won't have much time to plan a life for your son. And you can't wait for chance or incident to plan it for you. I remember when my boy was born, there were certain things I'd arranged for right then and there. But of course, there were some things I didn't count on. But I have the satisfaction of saying that I can look back and say that at least the physical things I did for him were right.
Roger, it's not the physical things that are the most important.
No, I know. But those are the few you can plan on, and they are important, too.
Such as?
The schools you'll send him to.
We have to decide that now?
Well, most certainly. It's not too easy to get your boy in the right school and university. The sooner you enroll in, the better.
Well, I should think he'd want to decide that for himself.
Like you decided for yourself that you didn't want to go to school?
Now, let's not get personal about this. We are talking about our son.
And that's not personal?
Well, not...
Now
as...
you have a boy 3 weeks old, and you know approximately the kind of person that you hope he will turn out.
Hope so.
David has certain ideas of education for him, and he could arrange for his son right now to have that kind of education. David... What preparatory school did you go to?
I went to the Craig School.
Do you like it?
Oh, I like it very much.
You mean you like going to school?
I certainly did.
Braggart.
Well, if I were you, I think it would be good to have him follow in your footsteps. Send him to a fine school, which will give him a good liberal education. Give him the opportunities for knowledge that you want him to have. I'd enroll him at Craig tomorrow. And not for snobbishness or false ambition, either.
Maybe he won't want to go to Craig.
You must educate him to want to. If he loves his father...
He better have.
He'll want to do as he did. Of course, David, you're a Harvard man. I would enroll him in Harvard tomorrow.
If it were me, I'm not sure I'd like to be told at the age of 3 weeks that I was going to go away to prep school and then to Harvard and so forth and so on.
You don't tell a boy that. You bring him up with those ideas. It's a sort of insurance as to the kind of person he'll become.
I know what Roger means, darling.
I know, but I want Bobby to have his own hopes and his own ambitions and his own desires. For all I know, he might not be interested in going to college. Why, lots of wonderful people have never been to college.
Claudia's talking about herself again.
I repeat, let's not be personal.
Certainly, a lot of wonderful people have never been to college. Some of the finest men of our country never had a formal education. Lincoln as an example. But if you can give it to your son, you owe it to him. By the very day that my Jeffrey was born, his mother and I enrolled him in Harvard.
Well, I think that's very optimistic of you, Roger.
I wish we had served him as well at home. However, your son will never suffer from lack of a mother, father, who live together, or their devotion to him. So don't let him suffer from the other.
That's a nice compliment you gave us, Roger.
I know whereof I speak. The few days my son and I spent in your home were a life's education to me. So actually, I think I have a great cheek to advise you at all.
Oh, on the contrary, Roger.
My interest in you is very selfish. I think it would make me feel I had made fewer mistakes if you made none.
Oh, we'll make mistakes. I can hardly wait to see what they are, as a matter of fact.
Well, what do you think? Do we take that 3-week piece of protoplasm in the next room and start molding him into a solid citizen?
I suppose it's never too early to start.
That's right.
David, do you want him to go to the school you went to? You turned out all right.
Things are a little different now than they were then.
I suppose so.
Education's different, too. I've thought of it, and I lean towards seeing my boy go to the public school in Eastbrook.
I hope you'd say that, David.
It's not because I'm putting up the stones and brick that I want him to go to Eastbrook School, but because I think it gives the boy a sense of belonging to go to the community school with his neighbors and friends.
I agree.
I don't think I'd like to bypass or go beyond what we have to offer Bobby right here at home.
I know, but it's a little different for Bobby than it was for you.
Oh, I'm so glad you feel that way, David. You know, if I were Eastbrook, I think I'd feel it was an awful sort of a slap in the face to have a son of one of its most prominent citizens go someplace else to school.
I am not one of its most prominent citizens.
Oh, now you know you are.
And you are not Eastbrook, my love.
No, you're right
but
there.
I think you have the right idea.
Claudia always has... Well, she always makes sense, one way or another.
That is because I have David.
You see, Roger, I know what it is I really want to educate my son for.
You do?
Mm. And for that, he's already enrolled.
David, you've enrolled him into something already. You didn't tell me.
Well, what is it, David?
Bobby's enrolled as a citizen of this country. I want him to graduate at 21 into a person of responsibilities and ideals. I want him to be educated to appreciate the principles of this country into which he's been born. I've enrolled him into a life of service and usefulness and hope and idealism. I look to the day when he'll have a diploma of manhood integrity and loyalty. That he'll know how to live side by side with his neighbors in peace and cooperation. He'll have that, David. He comes by it. That's his heritage. And a very fine one. I think that the schools and the colleges and the universities to go to, any one of a great number, they're all good. I think they can give him what he wants. If he knows what it is he wants. Now, that's the greatest education of all. I think if he's the kind of man who knows what he's getting an education for, he won't have any trouble getting it anywhere.
He's quite a boy, young Bobby Norton, isn't he, Mr. King?
Oh, Roger Killian. Well, we all like him.
Hard to believe they ever grow up, go to school and college, and then...
Wait a minute, Mr. Killian. Not so fast. Life's a little slower than that, you know.
Oh, not much. By the way, has David mentioned to you when he and Claudia are going back to the farm? I've been meaning to ask him, but we're so busy at the office.
Claudia's trying to convince David that they're ready to go back immediately, but he's a little hard to convince.
Now, David's a careful man when it comes to his own. But Claudia can be mighty insistent when she wants something.
Yes, she can, when she wants something for David. I guess we'll find out more about it tomorrow.
Let me know what happens. So long, Mr. King.
See you soon, Mr. Killian.
Just a very simple quarter hour. From July 27th, 1948, Claudia here on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Hope you'll visit my webpage, classicradio.stream. There you can stream our shows on demand, learn more about building a classic radio collection of your own. You can find our social media links, find our links to download the shows from various sources. You can contact me and even buy me a coffee. Those coffee purchases help us do a lot of things, including drink some coffee. No, drink Dr. Pepper. Thanks for tuning in. Thank this station. Support their advertisers. And most importantly, tell your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite radio station.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. 14.